Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Assistant Editor Skylar Jeremias. There has been much debate recently whether comparative clinical efficacy trials are really necessary for demonstrating that a biosimilar candidate is equivalent to a reference product. Many argue that they contribute little to the weight of evidence available from other testing required by regulatory authorities, such as the FDA and the European Medicines Agency. A recent study of costs of these trials showed that they actually may end up costing more to do than the pivotal trials that led to the approvals of originator drugs. We sat down with Dr. Nancy J. Globus, Vice President of Regulatory Affairs at the Accreditation Council for Medical Affairs, for her take on these requirements and whether they add meaningful data for the purposes of biosimilar acceptance. So, Nancy, are comparative efficacy trials really necessary to demonstrate that a biosimilar is equivalent to an originator product?
Is it necessary? I think not necessarily as an across-the-board kind of issue. And, you know, if you look at some of the trials that have been done and some of the products that have been approved, there have been products approved that were never comparatively tested in patients. And I think it's not necessarily an all or nothing and a one size fits all approach.
Is there a standard requirement in the United Kingdom and the United States that companies do comparative efficacy testing, or is it case by case?
I think right now, US and EU are still requiring these studies. But again, there may be some shift there, especially with the ending of the transition period for some of the products that weren't considered to be biologics in the past, like insulins. So that may be an area where, dependent on the complexity of the molecule, the comparative efficacy may not be needed, like a low molecular weight heparin or an insulin, for example. And so I think it's reasonable for the UK to be making some noise about moving away from this. There's a lot of different push and pull from different directions, but if the overall sentiment of the industry and the regulators is to increase patient access to these products, then let's make it a little easier for the manufacturers and not necessarily have to comply to a framework that may not have been designed with these types of molecules in mind.
It has been shown in a recent study that comparative efficacy trials for biosimilars are more costly than pivotal trials for originator drugs. What's your reaction to this?
That is just completely contrary to the whole reasoning of why manufacturers are trying to get biosimilar products to market. I mean, if the whole point is not to spend the same amount of time and money that the innovator did to be able to do these trials just to check a box, then, you know, it strikes me as a little bit ridiculous.
Are regulators showing any interest in easing up on requirements for comparative efficacy trials?
I mean, I think they're definitely listening. And, you know, especially with some of the recent moves that the UK has made in their post-Brexit world, they joined the Access Consortium, they joined Orbis. I think they're establishing themselves as a regulatory body that, you know, can make its own decisions, but still wants to work collaboratively. And we've seen, like FDA, for instance, with the naming convention, we've seen them change position on things. So I think they're definitely open to listening and morphing the policy and watching what the rest of the world is doing in the spirit of harmonization.
Is there something more than is currently required that regulators might want to see added to the evidence that biosimilar developers must produce?
I think anything that is patient-reported outcomes or anything that has to do with economic outcomes, those are the areas where I think there is increased attention being given and just looking at those avenues of data collection and having that weigh into the sum of evidence.
And lastly, if comparative efficacy trials are no longer required, is that going to make it tougher to convince patients and doctors that these drugs are safe and efficacious?
I don't think so, because if the biologic activity is proven and it can improve patient access to the products and break down some of those access and payer barriers, then I think it's a good thing. You know, unfortunately, with biologics and biosimilars getting kind of lumped in with the whole overarching issue of vaccines and things like that in this day and age, I think the biologic world in general has a little bit of a perception problem, but maybe it's just a little bit of my U.S. bias and my, you know, 13 days till election day bias. You know, I would love for science to be applied where it's necessary, but not just for the sake of checking a regulatory box.
Well, Nancy, thank you for sharing your insights with us. And thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode of Not So Different. You can find additional information in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.